Hi, I'm Max Friedman.
I'm Nat Alder.
I'm Gabriel Basile.
And welcome to the Little Hawk News and Entertainment Podcast.
Last one of the year, I believe.
Yep.
All right.
It's sad.
This will be our best of 2012 podcast.
Or best of 11-12 school
the
year.
The 11-12 school year, yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe it's best that we get started with the school events and just events around Iowa City that shaped the 2011-2012 school year.
Right. All right. So, first off, the City High football team won the boot again. It's the seventh year in a row that we won this award, and it's the event of the year. It's like the annual City and West football game, and this year's score, we won 42-24, and we still have the boot. And that's awesome.
Very nice. We didn't
end up making it to the finals, though, like we did last year, which is unfortunate, but, I mean, we still played pretty well, I do think. So.
Right.
We had King and Queen Bowling, which I'm not exactly
King
sure
and
what
Queen,
that
yeah,
means.
It's the annual bowling tournament where people can win the King pin and the Queen pin, and we won both pins this year for the first time, so that's awesome.
Do you know how big the bowling teams are?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's probably like 10 to 12 people, something like that.
The boys track also won the shuttle hurdle relay with a time of 56.75, I believe, hours.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, it's a long relay.
It really is the longest one in the world.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah, it's a cross-country relay where they literally go across the country.
No, but yeah, they said it was...
And they're doing hurdles too.
Yeah.
The whole time.
They set a new record of that 56.75, so that's pretty
nice.
Great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, the spring musical, or no, was it fall? Spring musical?
Spring.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't know time. So, the spring musical was Chicago, and it was absolutely, positively excellent.
Heck yeah.
What was it last year? Wizard of Oz or something like that?
No, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Or was that a musical, or was that the...
That's musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one, so I don't know how it compares, but...
It was amazing.
I really loved Chicago. Everything was great about it.
Oh, yeah.
Can tell they put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and the singing was all great, and the choreography was top-notch, and... The acting was great too. So.
And was it not their most expensive play they've ever put on?
Oh, I think it might have been. I think it also made the most money though.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
So congratulations to those involved in Chicago.
Yeah.
The new Fine Arts Wing is now under construction, as you've probably noticed by the lack of parking spaces. there are going to be new rehearsal rooms. There's going to be a scene shop. Two floors, I believe, to it, at least, but yeah.
But yeah, the newer hosting rooms are for band, choir, and orchestra.
Yep. And when it gets finished, it's really going to be a lot better than what we've had before.
Right. Yeah, so looking forward to that. I think it's done next summer.
So two summers.
Next
summer.
It'll be done at the end of next summer, so us soon-to-be seniors won't get to enjoy it, but the class... before us will.
Mm-hmm. Current underclassmen.
Right. Mm-hmm. So moving on. Also, the new education reform plan has been was brought and passed by Governor Branstad, which upset many people, mostly because it includes a lot more of standardized testing and a couple of other innovative aspects, but it also was remodeling the teacher system with a four-tier teacher system, which means that some teachers would lose their jobs, and so there was a lot of backlash about that.
I'm just kind of against it just because of the standardized testing thing. I don't believe in standardized testing. I don't believe it represents anybody for who they are. Or shows their true strengths, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, that's not true. It does show their strengths, but I mean...
It's not the best possible judge of...
Yeah.
But I mean, then the question is, what is the best possible judge? And that's hard to say. So, yeah.
There was a pretty incredible Trayvon Martin rally that was held on March 26th. I don't know how many people were in attendance, but it was held downtown.
lot of City High students there.
A lot of City High students there.
There was at least a couple hundred people there.
Yeah, we had some pretty good reporting on it. Yeah, it was pretty amazing just to see that kind of community outreach, I guess I want to say, for such an important issue.
Yeah. And it was 1 month after the shooting, which if you don't know about, there was a shooting in Florida where a man opened fire on a
George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman opened fire on Trayvon Martin, who was 14.
I think it was 15.
15. 14, a young, a teenager, and killed him. And the man had at that time not been incarcerated, not been sentenced anything. He's now has a sentence of up to life. He's been arrested, so that's been a great help to his family and people involved.
Rewinding a little bit, the occupiers are out of College Green Park as of February, so now you can go play frisbee and climb on the playground.
You can play frisbee and not trip over a homeless man.
Right.
Hey, they're not all homeless. There was one guy that I think had an apartment, but
yeah, I don't know. It's the movement. They had a permit to stay there for a certain length of time, but it expired in February, which is crazy. They actually made it through the winter, the people that were out there, but it expired in February, and the city would not let them renew it, so they had to move out. So, moving on, our last little piece of news is just about the 4th Ave show choirs in general. And first, a couple of their big awards this season. They got second place at the Linmar competition, Cedar Rapids, which is a very honorable position.
We also won Best Band at the Great River competition, which is pretty darn cool.
We're the greatest.
Oh, yes.
Let's go Hawks.
We're the best around, and nothing is ever going to get us down.
Right. Come on, guys. Act alive.
Yeah. All right, so moving on, we're going to talk about our favorite entertainment sort of things.
The bests of the 11-12 school year.
So we're going to start with each of our favorites. Matt and Gabe, take it off.
All right. I was thinking we'd say it in unison or something.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Do you want to say it on the count of three, or rock, paper, scissors, or how do you want to do it?
How would rock, paper, scissors work?
You would do rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and then we'd say it together. Ready?
Rock,
paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. El Camino. Who does rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
I don't know. Some people, I never used to do it until I moved here, and people were like, you have to say shoot.
Okay, well, anyways.
And I was so confused.
It's because Americans are so violent.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
By the Black Keys, El Camino. Nat and I both love this album. I know Max does, but he likes...
I like it too.
He likes other hipster bands more.
I really enjoy this album.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite of the year, definitely. I don't know. There's just something about it.
The Black Keys don't never disappoint.
Yeah.
Don't never disappoint.
Don't never disappoint.
Right.
Max?
Yeah, I guess I listened to stupid hipster music, but I really enjoyed that album also.
I respect that.
But I also listened to... I really like the album Days by Real Estate, just because it was something unlike I've ever heard before, and it was just this really chill music and really fresh and innovative, so I like that a lot. And then some of our other albums for the year, Gabe?
We had Silver Sun Pickups, their album Neck of the Woods, really good.
I really loved Jay-Z and Kanye West's Watch the Throne.
Oh yeah,
of course you did.
I really like Jack White's Blunderbuss, which came out recently.
Yep,
yeah, awesome.
Wilco's The Whole Love, really good album.
Undone by The Roots. It's really experimental, but there's some really great stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. And Das Racist's latest album, Relax, was great.
R.E.M.'s Complication. Complication.
It's a complicated title, too.
Yeah. Compilation, Part Heart, Part Truth.
Part
lies, part garbage.
Yeah,
that's right. And finally, The Shins with Port of Morrow.
And that came out relatively recently.
Yeah. Relatively.
Yeah, like a month ago.
I did a review of it.
Nice. Yeah, check it out. So those are our albums. Moving on to movies.
My favorite movie of the year, which was really hard to decide, but I went with We Need to Talk About Kevin, directed by Lynn Ramsey. I also thought it was like unlike anything I've seen before, and it's really creepy and scary, but it's awesome, and it will blow your mind.
Yeah,
so.
I love that movie. It's one of the most original movies. I mean, it's based on a book, but at the same time, it takes very original tactics, and it will completely take you by surprise. And check it out if you're not afraid to venture into something completely dark and terrifying.
As you probably know, you probably could have guessed this if you've listened to one of our podcasts before, but my favorite was Drive by Nicholas Winding Refn. And, really... I don't even know how to describe it. It's a fairy tale, but it has Ryan Gosling in it. That's not the only reason, all right? A guy gets stomped in the face to death in an elevator.
Yeah.
I love it when that happens.
Right. That's what Gabe looks for in movies.
Well, my favorite movie of the year was, and this is kind of obvious, but Romeo and Juliet. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it's about a gnome named Romeo.
Right.
And then another gnome named Juliet, and I don't know, it's really complicated, but it's really, really well written, and there's like so many twists and turns. Spoiler, Romeo breaks at the end of the movie. Actually, he breaks himself, and then Juliet breaks herself too. I'm completely kidding, of course. I would never describe such a travesty. My favorite movie of the year was Beginners, directed by Mike Mills. I love this movie. It's so fantastic, and it's such a happy yet sad movie, and it's so underrated, and nobody ever talks about this movie.
Except for us.
And it makes me really sad. And you guys, all two of you, you really have to watch this movie and discover something truly magical, because it's
a beautiful love story.
It's so beautiful, and I don't know. I love it.
This is a podcast in 2012.
Yeah.
You'll get that if you saw it. Our other great movies of the school year, I really loved Attack the Block, if you haven't seen that. Aliens invade South London, and a gang tries to kick their ass.
I really tripped up over Melancholia, which took me two viewings to fully appreciate, but I ended up loving it. It's probably my second favorite movie of the year. I thought it was pretty amazing.
I really enjoyed Hugo, and sort of the Oscars. The Academy also enjoyed it. It's one of those movies that really lives up to the hype. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, the trailer didn't really impress me all that much, but I mean, I saw it and I fell in love with it.
And if you love film, or at least you have an appreciation for it, then you'll really enjoy that movie.
Yeah.
I loved Ides of March, also a Gosling film, but
a Gosling film.
Yes, a Gosling film. I'm trying to keep these short and concise.
Right.
Okay, it has Gosling in it. You happy?
Yeah.
Good movie. It's about politics, and it's intense.
I liked Remember the Titans, a film from 2002.
I liked Half Nelson and All Good Things.
I really loved Take Shelter. I thought it was a very, very intense movie. Max and I saw it. It's just a great movie.
Very well done.
Yeah, I really enjoyed 50-50 with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen. It was
based on a true story.
Yeah,
it's a lovely movie.
It is. It's sad. It's a sad subject matter, but it's beautifully done, and it's great.
Finally, Cabin in the Woods. If you haven't seen that,
yeah, that's a
you probably should.
Recent movie, but it's really original and some of the best writing.
Oh yeah,
I've seen in a while.
Joss Whedon being a genius again.
Yeah.
Right. And then lastly, we're just going to talk about TV shows.
Gabe, I think Max and I's favorite is probably Breaking Bad.
That's mine, too.
It's all of us.
We all love that show.
You gotta check out that show.
The writing is brilliant. The acting is brilliant.
It's so intense.
It's amazing.
First three seasons on Netflix. Check it out. You will be hooked.
Oh, yeah.
There's also The Office.
And Game of Thrones.
Classic show.
Which is classic.
Game of Thrones, right? And Girls, the new HBO series, which Matt and I like a lot.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it yet.
What
is it about?
It's about males.
Oh. All right, never mind. I'm not watching that.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next year.
All right.
Have a great summer.